by the Banker Sports this year, banker.com update, little after 1 o'clock, guys, on Monday. And what a great weekend. I consider a great weekend, both college and NFL. As well, for me, my two big shots came home, and that's the most important thing, because it's still called Banker Sports, and we still got the bulk of the guys joining us. Well, when you've been with us for 37 years, I guess you'd say, well, you trust us, and that's all we look forward to, is gaining your trust and getting you guys out with some wins. Not because I'm looking for sales, it's because we just got a lot of guys that are players and looking forward to getting it done. And while speaking of getting it done, Wise Brothers had a beautiful 10-1 NFL so far this week. And they're looking forward to their Monday night wisest play of the year. They're not pushing it out because it's because when you get to where you feel everything's in sync and you don't get too many intangibles and some bad juju, well, they look forward to it on Monday night. And it may surprise some folks, but then again, maybe not. You guys check it out because we got some sharp capper guys that join us. It's a 6.5 big boy that's 13-1 lifetime, plus a 6-unit play that should have been a play of the month. They're looking forward to it. Hank, he's got his one big shot on Monday night, and he's looking forward to that 12-unit TV. Best play or dog of the week, and it's up and ready. And Billy Hill, he's got two 12.5s on Monday night, and he's looking forward to that program. And the kid, DK, who's coming off a beautiful big shot program and looking forward to Monday night, a 6-unit big play of the week plus a 5.5, and he's ready. And big note, Fast Eddie wants to thank all of you guys for joining him on that big shot plus 2. All three plays came home. And Big Sean, he's disappointed he dropped his parlay, but he hit his 5-team teaser parlay. And ain't that what it's all about? He got a discounted the hell out of package, and all of you guys took advantage. I got so many guys emailing us that are our customers for years that just love the fact that we added someone else to our family of guys. And then again, I got several guys out there that weekly try to join us or become part of our family here. And I keep saying, hey, we got enough. And then I bring out Sean, who's my boy here at Banker Sports, does just about the bulk of my matchups and my programs for me. And I get everything, including a great cup of coffee and a song of the day when I come down to the cave here. And well, we call it the man cave. And it's always good morning, Unc. And these guys just add so, so much to our family here at Banker Sports. Anyway, I just want you guys to know, you know, everything's looking good. The guys are looking forward to it. Win or lose, we always give you our very best. And like I said before, there's a God and what a country. And it's getting better, guys. I don't care what the left-wing media says. They try to poison anything. If Donald Trump found a cure for cancer, these assholes would be saying, you know, he doesn't realize by doing that, you're going to get overpopulation. You're going to get... They'll look at every shit that, well, it's his fault. There's overpopulation. I just want to know, how is some of these guys, like a guy that said that our planet would be underwater by 2010 or 2015, and there's none of that. In fact, they're talking about the reefs getting wiped out from our global warming, and they don't even call it global warming now, but the reefs are bigger than ever now. And as said, you know, this planet's been spinning for millions of years, and luckily we didn't have a million years ago these assholes trying to slow it down or put this shit in the sky to block the sun that this Dr. Evil, I call him, right next to Fauci, Bill Gates, and that crew that does all these things out there that just sit in Davos with their elite and say, we should eat bugs and enjoy it. Shut the front door. And then we got this guy in New York saying how he wants to take away homes from people that paid their life savings and worked, or their grandparents gave it to them and passed it down, or their parents passed it down. We should have everybody living in them. Yeah, okay. Go to Harvard and take the elite few with the highest grade points, the 4.5s, 4.3s, and tell them, will you take a point away from your thing to give somebody less fortunate, not as smart as you in your class, your points so they can move up and progress? Hell no, I worked too hard for it.
Really? That's kind of like me working 110, 120 hour weeks and somebody that's sitting out there in casinos just doing shit and collecting some unemployment or workers' comp, say that they deserve to own everything I own. I just got a KMA for them. Whenever I hear me say KMA, that means kiss my ass.
Anyway, you guys have a great one, guys. I got a comp for you guys from DK. It is on Toronto, laying 8.5. He said, trust them. This is one team right now that is loaded with some great talent. And he says he does look for Toronto to be making some noise this year. This is going to be one of those, not even sleeper team, because they're making enough noise with the talent they got right now. And not only did they have one of the best gunners in the league in Scotty Barnes, RJ Barrett can stroke it. And then you got Emmanuel Quickley. And then you got Jacob Poto, who used to be at San Antonio, but they could expand getting rid of the big boy when Bayana came along. But guys, they got Grady Dick there. And with Dick there, it always works out well. This team's coming off the bench with Walter, Dick, Sheed, and also Boyles. And as said, Ingram, a huge add to this team. He's long in length. He can stroke the threes. And he does have some real good length on the floor. Look forward to this team, he says, getting it done and chasing this Charlotte team that, by the way, 1-5 away from home. And they're going to be 1-6. This is a Toronto team, by the way, that has won 7 of their last 8 games. And most importantly, for all you gamblers and bettors out there, they've covered the 7 out of 8. So when they're laying, they're covering. When they're taking, they're still winning and covering. Take them, he says. It is a 8.5 that should be possibly double that when the smoke clears. They got too many hungry guys coming off the bench that are looking forward to it. And that's where you get double-digit spreads and wins. Enough said. That's a 5.5 humble play from my boy DK. You guys have a great one. I'll try to get back by 1 o'clock on Tuesday. And as I've said now for 37, going on 38 years, guys, older than a lot of my customers, and Sean and RJ and DK, and these guys weren't even around when we started this, and that's why they're in awe every day when they come through the door and come here to our man cave and enjoy it, as they said, because there's just so much history here. And the guys, I have logs of everything I've done for over 30-plus years, guys, and they just love to open it up. I've got workouts and journals from working out that I've got 30-plus, 40 years of what reps I've done and different things. That's just why they call me OCD times 4 now. It went up 1 from OCD times 3. But they seem to love it, and, well, I love these guys and gals also. I got Shay here also and some more gals. So you guys have a great one. Thanks for joining us, and let's go get them.